Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. Thank you, Lord, for all our needs being met, that we've got a good Father, that our Father's name has been hallowed, and we hallow that name. And so we stay in a good place because we see your great love, and we see that our needs have been met in your kingdom that has come. Your will being done, and you giving us our daily bread so that we can have sufficient to be enriched and then have sufficient to also forgive, love, and encourage others around us, Lord. And so you also keep us from temptation because we're too busy with your goodness to worry about anything else. And having your goodness, we can shine that goodness, that light into the night of our situations, into the night of people's heart, into the night of the evil that is happening. But because we thank you, Lord, that you are the King, the great I am, and you for us, and you made a way for us to be safe, protected, and provided for from you is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 96, verses 1 to 2.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day.
Hallelujah. This is so challenging and so beautiful. It's challenging, but it's beautiful and encouraging to know, yeah, God tells us to sing a new song to him, and that blesses his name, and it tells of this great salvation. But the challenging thing, he says, from day to day. So just seeing that, hey, it stirs my heart because it brings us back to that place of knowing God wants a relationship. He wants to walk with us. He wants to reason with us every day. And when he reasons with us, when we speak to him, the goodness of the Lord, his love, he loved us first. His love comes to the fore. And then when his love comes to the fore, that is when we can sing. That is when we can declare his blessed name. And we can declare the goodness of God that is here for mankind. And we can declare the answers for the problems that is staring us in the face, in the atmosphere, in the surroundings, with through the news, through the false media, through the evil being shouted loud across all platforms. So the encouragement, guys, you know, when we see this, we just see we can't play church anymore. We can't play this way. One Sunday I go to the church and then the pastor gives me a little prep up and a motivation, and when I walk out, I forget about it. Here we can see we are called to wake up to the goodness of the Lord, wake up to that which the Lord sings over us. I love that passage in
Zephaniah 3:17.
Zephaniah 3 verse 17, that he sings over us. And what do you think he's singing? He's singing his plan, his purpose, the good name that is recorded for us in heaven, the days ordained for us. He's revealing his goodness towards us. And it's when we wake up to that, that's when we can also sing with him. But we can praise with him, and we can tell of the salvation. So beautiful year we see the salvation, this saving plan, this healing plan, this walking in the footsteps of Jesus is a day to day, minute by minute, hour by hour. Amen. That's the reality of what God desires from us. Amen. So be blessed to know your God loves you, and he's got so many plans and so many thoughts towards you so that you can arise and shine, for your light has come. Amen.
Amen.